妈妈，妈妈，
我，
我看看哦。
有 absent。
Amen. Praise God, everyone. Can you all hear me well? Put some hearts up if you can hear me well. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for each of you being on here with us tonight. So grateful to have you on. It is Wednesday. It is time for Revive You. And we could not be more excited to be on with each of you. Again, welcome in. If you see where your brother or your sister is not on and you think they may have forgotten, could you send them a DM or a reminder? Hey, y'all, we're in Revive You. Join in with us. Pastor Zach is about to release some things to you. Tonight it's going to be a little bit different, but I do encourage each of you to reach out to someone because there is something that is going to be released supernaturally in this virtual space tonight. And we are going to give you what thus saith the Lord, and we are going to get off of here, okay? So I'm going to give you guys time to reach out to someone, let them know, hey, we are on Virtual Revive You, and I want you to be a part. So now I'm going to give you all time to do that. Glory to God. Amen. While you're doing that, if you could put in the comment section how you're doing today on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 not being too good, 5 being I'm great today. So put that in the comment section. All right, I see you, Jalen. I see you, Renisha, Stacy, George, Yolanda. Thank you, Jalea. Thank you. Glory to God. Charmaine, thank you. Yes, I see you. I see you. I see you. Awesome. Elder Gail, I see you. Yes. Let me hit the iPad here, sweet. Kiana, I see you. Zanaya, I see you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. As you can see, we are in a different setting today. We came to 713. When he moved, when he tells us to move. All right. Sister Landy say a 10. Yes. Come on here. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all give me just a moment here. Just a moment. We thank everyone for joining in. Thank everyone for joining in. Let's see here. Let's see here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother George is working. I can't just put him on the spot this time. Let me see. Somebody say something. Somebody tell us a testimony or something. Give me just a moment, y'all. Trying to get this stuff sorted out. Sister Stacy, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
That is awesome. That is great to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Let's see. How are y'all?
Oh, we are fantastic. We are fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. There we go. I don't want that to change it.
Something you do. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, Sister Renisha, how are you?
I'm great. Testimony, because God just been blessing me with unexpected money today. Out the blue, broker asked me to do like these little Canva projects.
Yes.
With these little flyers and stuff. And they literally only take me 2 minutes. Like, I've been trying to teach everybody at the office.
Wow.
Like, y'all can do these. But she said, I don't have time. Can I just pay you $10 per flyer? Here's $60. I'm paying in advance.
Oh, so, man.
Just unexpected favor today.
Ah, yes. That is so good. Put in the comment section, unexpected favor. Favor. If you can hear me, continue to put a thumbs up. Want to make sure y'all my audio is good. I'm on my iPad. Unexpected favor. Thank you, Miana. Thank you. Unexpected favor. Yes, that is the season that we are in. How many of you have begun to see the manifestation of the seed that you sowed on Sunday? Who has begun to see the manifestation of the seed that you have sown on Monday? The Tysons raised their hand. Sister Yolanda says me. Sister Renisha says me. Come on here. Come on here. Yes, I have begun to receive the manifestation of the seed that has been sown. Only three of us? Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Landy has raised her hand. She says, me, I have received the manifestation. Glory to God. Yes. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. That's right. Brother George says, I'm still in expectation. We give God the praise. We give God the praise. Amen. All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and get started with the word of the Lord. There is a word that the Lord desired for me to release to you all today. We had other plans, but God has switched us up and is taking us in a different direction. Glory to God. There is a word that was released over us months ago, and the word came back around again. I believe it was either this morning or yesterday. And the Lord wants me to release to Revive Church again in this season that we are in. He wants me to release the word suddenly. Put in the comment section. Suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. He's coming back around with the suddenly again. Oh, I couldn't be more excited. I could not be more excited, because the last time he released that word to us, some crazy things begin to happen. Some crazy manifestations begin to take place. And God says that we are entering into that space, that season again. Glory to God. So get ready for your suddenly. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, this particular suddenly, you won't be able to get ready for. It's just going to hit you. So you can't even brace yourself for it. It's just going to hit you. And one thing that I've noticed about what God is doing is he typically sends this wind or releases this anointing for suddenly right before we're transitioning into something else, into a new place, and to another level. He hits us with a suddenly that prepares us. Everything that we didn't get through the year, he just hits us with that, and he gives it all to us at one time for this next space, for this next level, for this next move, for this next time that we're getting ready to enter into. And so tonight, I'm releasing to you the suddenly anointing. I release to you the suddenly anointing. Suddenly, things will begin to happen quickly. quickly. Things are going to begin to line up for each of you quickly. I'm talking about your health. I'm talking about your jobs. I'm talking about your relationships. Come on. I'm talking about your monies. I'm talking about your mind. Things will begin to shift suddenly, happen suddenly, unexpectedly. It's the way that God is moving for the people of God at Revived Church. I'm so grateful for Sister Heather's obedience on Sunday in taking up the offering, because there was something that was released to Revived Church because our obedience in releasing that seed. We released that seed. We done something prophetic in that moment. And when we released that seed, it released suddenly for us. It released suddenly for us. It released immediately for us. It released abruptly for us. Come on. This is what it released. It released quickly for us. Quickly. I want you all to begin to exercise the voice that God has given you. I want you to begin to exercise the power that God has given you, the anointing that he has placed on you. And I need you to begin to speak things into the atmosphere in this next season of your life, because you have entered into a time, into a season, into a space. Come on, called suddenly. Your family will benefit from this suddenly. Yes, your coworkers will benefit from this suddenly. You're entering into a season, into a space called suddenly. As a matter of fact, I looked it up before I said it, but I heard the Holy Spirit say that not only is it a new season, but Holy Spirit says this is a new era, E-R-A, a new era. And so I looked up the word era just now, and an era, glory to God, is one that begins a new period in the history of a person or thing. So you're entering into a season now where you're at the beginning of a new period of your life. You're at the beginning of a new time in your life. I know how things look 2024, 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018, all the way back to 2015. It's almost like you've been in this cycle, glory to God. But the Lord says that this era, glory to God, this time, this season will start differently for you. And he's releasing and he's breathing fresh fire on you. He's releasing and he's breathing fresh fire on each of you. Glory to God. Think it not strange that the resistance has heightened. Think it not strange that in this last season, the resistance for you will heighten. It's because God is preparing to do something miraculous in your life, and the enemy doesn't want you to get across the finish line. The enemy doesn't want you to make it to December 31st, because you're entering into a new era. You're entering into a new time. You're entering into a new season. You're entering into a new space called suddenly. 2025 will be the year of suddenly for you all. It'll be the year of suddenly for you all, the year of suddenly, not just 2025, but this last season, this last dispensation of 2024 will be a time of suddenly that will feed into the new year. This is why it's important to be postured correctly. This is why it's important to be aligned correctly. This is not the time. This is not the season, glory to God, to miss church. This is not the time or the season, come on, to rather stay at home in your bed when you need to be aligned and in the house of God. This is the season where you got to be aligned so that you can receive the suddenly. You got to be aligned so you can receive the suddenly. Unity is what provokes suddenly. Go to Acts 2. Unity is what releases suddenly. Unity is what releases suddenly. When I'm aligned, when I'm in line, when I'm in sync, that's what releases the anointing. That's what releases the glory. That's what releases the suddenly, because he sees you're lined up with my poor. And when you line up with the poor of God, you will always receive, no matter what season you are in, you will always receive the poor of God. I don't want to miss my poor. I refuse to miss my poor. I can't miss my poor. Come on, because for some of you, what lies in your poor is your suddenly. I can't miss my poor. Anytime your pastors are in a space or in a service or anything of that nature, whatever it takes for me to get under that umbrella, we have to become desperate in this season. God is not just going to pour out his blessing on those who've been doing nothing, those who have produced nothing, those who have labored and done, has not labored. Come on. He's not going to just pour out and just bless you, give you a freebie. Come on here. But for those of you that have been loyal, those of you that have been consistent, those of you that have stayed alive, those of you that are wrapped up under that pour, those of you that say, Lord, whatever it takes, I got to get there. I can't miss it. I have to get there. For those, this is what the suddenly is for. These are those who the suddenly is for. Those who are hungry, those who are desperate, those who are thirsty, those who don't come with their own agenda, those who don't come with ulterior motives, those who don't come trying to attack and trying to overthrow and trying to override and trying to do their own thing and trying to establish something else and override what God is doing. These are the ones that God will honor. These are the ones he will honor. Yes. So I'm telling you, 2025, our hearts have to be postured in a different space. Our hearts have to be postured in a different position for where it is that God is taking us. Come on. So I'm telling you now, suddenly it's coming. And with this anointing of suddenly, it's going to come acceleration. Mighty God, with this anointing of suddenly that's being released, it's going to come with acceleration. Are you ready for the acceleration? We praise, we rejoice, but are you really ready for the acceleration? Because when you tell God yes, and he pushes you with that suddenly is going to give you a momentum. Come on, you can't stand still and work your suddenly. In order for your suddenly to work, you got to move. You got to move with speed. You got to move with the wind. You got to move with the cloud. Come on. In order for the suddenly to really take effect, there has to be an action that you must take. I have to move when that suddenly hits my life, or else it will not work. It will be inactive, ineffective. Come on. So in order for me, it'll be invalid. In order for the suddenly to work for you, you got to move. My God, you can expect to sit in the same seat and in the same place, expecting the pour to come, expecting the miracle to take place, expecting the way to be made if there is no movement. Only dead things sit still. Put in the comment section. Only dead things sit still. Only dead things sit still. Only dead things sit still. But God has called us to be organisms. Organisms are moving, living things. Come on. We're moving and we're living. We're moving and we're living. And as long as I'm moving and as long as I'm living, I'm producing. As long as I'm moving and as long as I'm living, I am producing. There is something that each of us must produce. This is the reason that the suddenly is hitting. It's not for our own glory. It's not for our own credit. But God says, I'm releasing this suddenly on you. It's not for your glory, but it's for mine, says the Lord, so that I can do what it is that I desire to do in your life. So I can work the way I desire to work in your life. So I can move the way I desire to move in your life. Suddenly, suddenly, suddenly I will bless you. Suddenly I will transition you. Suddenly I will promote you. Suddenly I will cause fire to come down. Suddenly I will save your husband. Suddenly I will save your spouse. Suddenly I'll heal your mom. Suddenly I'll work a miracle in your dad. Suddenly I will bring them out of the jail cell. Suddenly I will do it. And the human mind can't wrap around God suddenly. The human mind can't wrap around God's suddenly. You can't fathom it. You can't wrap your mind around it, because that's how major it is. Like, It will never make sense the way he moves because he's just God. Like you won't be, you can't align with, you can't align your mind with the miracles that he had the ability to do for you. Like stuff that don't make sense. Like, for example, I know my credit score was one thing, but he released this vehicle, or he released this house, or he released this land, or he released this property. Come on, with the suddenly promote, with the suddenly come supernatural favor. With suddenly becomes supernatural favor, with suddenly comes supernatural momentum, with suddenly comes supernatural assistance, divine assistance. Come on, when that suddenly hits, yes, when that suddenly hits, it brings forth supernatural favor, supernatural assistance, supernatural interruptions. Supernatural interruptions. Like, I know what you were doing, but let me interrupt that and introduce you to this. Your season is up here. It's like I see the Lord forcefully moving, pulling, and pushing some of us out of seasons that we're in because of how comfortable we've got with them. I'm telling you, for some of you, your suddenly will come so quick. So some of you, your suddenly will come on your jobs. For some of you, your suddenlies will come on your jobs. I see where there will be immediate, glory to God, I see where there will be immediate shifts in careers. Immediate shifts in careers. Immediate shifts in careers. Glory to God. I'm telling you, something major happened for Revived Church on Sunday. Something major happened for us. Something major happened for us. Suddenlies are coming. Suddenlies are coming. Suddenlies are coming. It's going to look like this. One Sunday we're worshiping at 713. The next Sunday we're worshiping at a different location. Because that's how quick things are going to take place. That's how quick things are going to line up. It's going to look like one Sunday or one Monday I'm living at this address. The next Monday I'm signing paperwork. That don't make sense. But it's mine. It's going to be like this. One Sunday, I work under this individual. The next time I go to work, I'm working over that individual. That's how it's going to work. Suddenly. There is a speed up in time that's taking place for the people of God. There's a speed up in time that's happening in the spirit realm for the believer. A speed up in time. A speed up in time. Through this speed up in time, it's going to cause you to live ahead of time. It's going to cause you to live ahead of time. It's going to cause you to live ahead of time. It's going to cause you to live ahead of time so that you will never be behind time. But in order for this to happen, you've got to be lined up with the will of God. You must be aligned. I'm telling y'all, great things are coming for the people of God that's connected to Revived Church, that's connected to the Tysons. But you got to stay aligned. This is not the season to do your own thing. This is not the season for you to have your own way. This is not the season for you to do what you want to do. I hear Holy Spirit say, I saw an elder yell, but I must be aligned. I heard Holy Spirit say, I must be submitted. Oh God, put in the comment sections, I must be submitted. I got to bring everything I have up under the vision. I must be submitted in order for me to receive, in order for me to grab on, in order for you to get this anointing, you got to be submitted to it. Glory to God, so that you can receive the oil that flows from the head down. You got to be submitted. You can't be unsubmitted, but still expect the benefits of the submitted. That's unfair. But I must say, no, I got to come up under alignment. I got to come up under this umbrella so that I can receive. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. I can't receive the benefits that Walmart employees receive if I'm not an employee. In order for me to receive those benefits, I have to become a part of that vision. I got to become a part of that work, a part of that entity. And once I have joined in and established the covenant with that company, with that entity, I am then eligible for the benefits. I'm then eligible for the benefits. I want you to begin to ask yourself, am I eligible for the benefits? Am I eligible for the benefits? Am I eligible? Have I been faithful to God? Have I been committed to the call? Or am I the one that says, I don't care what they got going on, I'm doing my own thing today. Am I eligible for the benefits? I'm telling you, y'all, we're in a crucial season these last few months. This last month and a half, rather. We're in a crucial season. And if you are not aligned right now, I need you to get aligned. And I need you to get serious about what you desire for God to do for you, about your relationship with Christ. I need you to get serious. I need you to get aligned. This is not the season to live with one foot in and one foot out. But there has to be a complete alignment. So, wow. Sister Landon say, I am submitted. I know that's right. Come on. You got to know that you're submitted. If you're asking the question, well, am I submitted? You might not be submitted. If you got to ask yourself, am I submitted? But when you know you're submitted, when you're submitted, it comes with a knowing. It comes with a knowing. It comes with a knowing. I am submitted. I'm grateful to be submitted. So prepare for this season of suddenly. There you go, Stacy. Come on, prepare for this season of suddenly. Prepare for this season of suddenly. Get aligned so that you don't miss this season. Because I desire, Pastor Alexis and I, we desire for God to move and to work on behalf of all of Revive Church partners. Every family, come on, every husband and wife. Come on, every child, we desire for the reign of God, for the settlings of God to hit every house in Jesus' name. Glory to God. So you got something you want to share? You got something you want to share? Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, so we're grateful to God for the release that has taken place this season of suddenly that we're entering back into. What I need each of you to do in this season of suddenly, don't hold back on what you release to God, on what it is that you want to be manifested for you, for your family. Don't hold back. And as long as you're good stewards, and as long as God sees fit that you will take care of what it is that he's going to release to you, he's going to do it. I'm telling you, before 2024 is over, some of you will begin to walk into your suddenness. Come on, whatever that looks like for you, release it. We're in the season of the open heaven. We're in a time where the heavens are completely open to Revive Church, to the people of God. This is the season where you release it and heaven will respond. Jalen says, I'm a witness. Oh man, yes, I agree. Amen. We love you. We love you, Sister Landy. We understand. We love you. Thank you for taking time out to get on. That, if you have a question, if you were submitted, you submitted. Way in Texas, but still say, I'm getting on my Bible study. That's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, yes. So, glory to God. Make sure you're aligned. Make sure you're in sync with your leaders, people of God, because this isn't the season for us to miss. This isn't the season for us to miss the poor. We don't want to miss the poor. We don't want to miss the poor. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We honor you, God, for this time. We thank you for this release. We thank you for this settling. If each of you could begin where you are, you can leave your phones on mute, but I want you just to begin to thank the Lord in your own way for this season of settling that we're in. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Begin to tell him, thank you, Lord. I praise you for this season that we're in. Thank you, God, for thinking of us. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. 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 And I thank each of you for being on here. You never want to miss, because you never know when God is going to release something. And as soon as it's released out of my mouth, the angels, the heavens begin to respond. As soon as it's released, the heavens respond. The heavens respond. That's how powerful our tongues are. That's how powerful, glory to God, our words are. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, sweetie.
Hello, everybody. For the Spirit of the Lord says that this is the time of acceleration. This is the time where God's people, he's putting you all in the right places to be accelerated.
Yeah.
Okay. He's putting you all in the right places to be thrusted to the next level. Okay. This next season of suddenly, glory to God, be not dismayed, glory to God, when things come and you feel like it's too fast. You feel like you're just being thrown out there. But this is the time where God is saying, I'm throwing you out there, glory to God, because you're already equipped for it.
Right.
Okay. And so a lot of us like to be prepared, and a lot of us like to be, just ready.
Yes.
But in this next season of suddenly, you're not always going to feel like you're ready. Because God has already equipped you and it's already on the inside of you, now in this next season of suddenly, glory to God, he's causing you to walk in the authority and the dominion, glory to God, that is placed on your life. Glory to God. So it's not about you being ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if it was up to you,
there you go,
you would never be ready. Glory to God. So God is saying, now is the time.
Yeah.
What are you waiting on?
Come on.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
God is saying, in this next season of suddenly, watch me do the miraculous through you.
Woo! Come on with it.
Not anybody else.
Through
you. Bosky, through Mia, through Stacy, through Mickey, through Sequoia, through Brandy,
through Kiana,
through Kiana,
yes.
Glory to God, through Amber, Miana,
yes.
Watch God do it through you.
Glory
to God. Glory to God, hallelujah. So now in the season of suddenly, glory to God, your appetites are going to change. Your appetites are going to shift.
Write that down if you're taking notes.
Glory to God, your appetite is going to shift. You won't need, glory to God, the things that you needed before when it comes to the things that you desire.
Excuse me.
Okay? So in this next season of suddenly, your appetite for the things of God are going to shift.
Yeah.
So you're going to find yourself diving in the Word of God more. You're going to find yourself, because there's something that I would just say majority of you have been searching for. You're like, I ain't quite there. There's something still missing.
Yeah.
Glory to God. But in this next season of suddenly, Glory to God. God is going to shift your appetite.
Oh, yes.
And you're only going to want the things of God.
Oh, so good.
Glory to God. You're only going to desire the things of God. Mm-hmm. You're only going to desire to be in his presence. You're only going to desire, Glory to God, just to be with him.
Yeah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so with this next season of suddenly, our minds are shifting. Because we have to think from a higher place. We gotta think from a higher place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No longer will we be looking down. But we are seated in heavenly places with the Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So my mind has to be elevated to a place.
Yep, Colossians 3 and 1.
Glory to God. My mind has to be elevated to another place so I can literally walk in the authority.
Yep, yep.
And the dominion that he's placed on me.
Yep, yep.
So in this next season of suddenly, you won't have to question if I'm it.
Come on, sweetie. Oh!
You won't have to question, God, did you make the right choice?
Come on.
Because my mind and everything else is seated with him.
It's seated. Come on.
I know I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
I know I'm in the right place.
Oh, my goodness.
Doing the right thing.
Woo! So good.
Y'all, so I'm telling you, in this next season of suddenly to come, glory to God. Hallelujah. We are going to be new creatures.
Yeah. So good.
Glory to God. We're going to be new creatures. So in this next season of suddenly, acceleration. Acceleration is coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acceleration is coming. So prepare for the season of suddenly. Prepare for acceleration. Prepare for the thrusting of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prepare for the thrusting of God, and all of the things that are not of him, they're going to just fall off. You don't have to worry about those things. Glory to God. All of those things are going to fall off. Because when you think about it, when a plane is going up in the air.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. When it's going up in the air, it's not worried about what's down here. Because its goal is to get in the air.
Right.
So once I'm in the air, then I'm riding on the clouds.
Yeah. So good. So good.
Amen.
That's good. Amen. Come on here. Sweetie, you mentioned something about craving, about an appetite shift. And when you mentioned the appetite shift, the word that came to my spirit was a craving. Our craving will change. I know what you crave now, but in this moment of suddenly, in this season of suddenly, it's almost going to be like, it is going to come unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. Your craving is just going to unexpectedly change.
Yeah.
What Psalm 107:9 says, for he satisfieth, listen to who he satisfieth. The scripture says, for he satisfieth the longing soul. The craving soul, and filleth, watch this, the hungry soul with goodness. So that means in order for me to really be able to receive the goodness of God, I got to be hungry.
Yeah.
This is the scripture. For he satisfieth the long. In order for me to really be satisfied, I got to crave him. I got to have a craving soul. I got to have a longing soul. I have to be with him. Got to be with him. Whatever it takes. That's what I crave. I don't have to have the pastors to convince me or to persuade me or try to pressure me or pump and pry me to get to the house of the Lord. But because I'm hungry, I'll be here on time. Coming to church ain't no chore. Coming to church isn't a job, but I have to get here, not to show the pastors that I can support them, but because I need something from God. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's not about us. But it's because you need something from God. You're hungry for God. And you're saying, Lord, whatever you have for me, however you want to do it for me, I'm willing to go with you all the way. All the way. All the way. So he satisfieth the longing soul, and he fills the hungry soul with goodness. So, Father, we thank you now for what you have released to your people. We thank you for this suddenly that you've released. We thank you, most holy God, most holy God, we praise you. You are so excellent, you're magnificent, and you're mighty in all of your ways. None can compare to your splendor, yeah. Your might. None can compare to your just who you are. No other God, no other thing or the person can compare to who you are. You are the greatest of all time. You are the greatest. And we love you. We accept you. We submit ourselves to you, God. We submit ourselves to you. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name. Somebody put in the comment section, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anytime a word is released, I got to sow. It's not if you want to. It's not you don't get a choice. If you really want this thing to work for you, you got to release something. You got to release some type of seed to God that says, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. I release this to you. I release something of value to me so that what's valuable to you can be released to me. So I'm sowing on that. So I'm going to have someone to put the giving information in the comments section. Anytime I receive a word, I want to release glory to God. I want to release glory to God on that word. I want to release on that word. So we're going to put the giving information in the comment section. Our cash tag. Our cash app is $BSTIRRED. Glory to God. Or you can give through our app, our Tithely app. If you have downloaded that, you can give through the app. You can give through our text to give. Glory to God. But I need you to release a seed. Can you get $10 with me today? Can you give $10 with me today? Thank you, Sister Michaela. Text give to 866-863. Glory to God.
866-863-8104.
Glory to God. Yes, look at the chat. You'll see the giving information. Once you have sown, I want you to type done in the comment section. Type done in the comment section. Once you have sown, I want you to type done. Thank you, Sister Mia. Thank you, Brother Jalen. Glory to God. Thank you. I want you to release that seed. I want you to release that seed. I want you to release that seed. Yes, I want you to release that seed. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brandy. Sister Zanaya, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for releasing your seed. God bless you, Charmaine. God bless you, Miana, Jalea, Nyla. Hey, Nyla, I wish you could come with us this weekend, girl. What you doing this weekend? Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Michaela. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, yeah. Amen. Okay. Glory to God. I wish you could have came to the story. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you all for giving tonight. Thank you. We miss you, Brother Bosque.
Yes, we do.
Look like we got to come have church in your job parking lot.
Right.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Stacy. I know it. You sound like me with that. Come on with it. I know it. Oh, man. Praise God. We thank each of you for being on here. Y'all pray for us as we travel to Atlanta. Us and about 25 other people from Revived Church travel to Atlanta for the Stirring Conference.
Yeah. Woo!
We are ecstatic for the Stirring Conference that is taking place in just 2 days. We can't wait for what God is getting ready to do. And as I mentioned in the chat, if you can't make it, but you still want to partner with us, you still want to contribute, we encourage you to sow. We encourage you to sow into this movement, into this time, into this thing. We are believing God that by Friday, our entire budget will be wiped out.
Right.
You won't have to worry about a budget. Come on. I know it.
Who said that?
I know it, Elder Gail. I know it. Come on. So if you want to partner with us, if you want to be a kingdom financier, come on, pay this thing out for us.
Right.
Glory to God. But you have the opportunity to sow into the Stirring Conference. Put that cash out. We do have cash out that you can sow into $BSTIRR. This is not required or anything like that. Glory to God. But if you desire to partner and you want to be a blessing to our evangelistic work, our evangelistic ministry, you can do so as well. But y'all, we love y'all.
We love y'all so much.
We love y'all so much. Does anyone have anything they need to say or share before we get off? Raise your hand and I can call on you. Hey, man, come on, Sister Stacy.
Hey, I just wanted to remind everybody that if they have not ordered donuts that today, if they can, to send it to anybody, any one of the teams, me, Cash App, because we're going to try to place those orders this week so that we can get them delivered to you all next week before Thanksgiving.
That is awesome. Y'all, we encourage each of you to buy a box. Each of you buy a box, please, if you can. Let's support our Revive Dance, y'all. They're doing some amazing things, and we are so blessed. Sister Beyonce ordered from me, y'all. Glory to God. And we are so blessed to have Revive Dance traveling with us to Atlanta, exposing them to some new ground, to some new platforms, to some new environments. And we are grateful to have the opportunity to release them into that atmosphere to minister on Saturday. I know they're going to be nervous and everything, but y'all, when I tell you they're going to come with the fire, we can't wait. Our dance, they work hard every Sunday to ensure that we have the atmosphere needed for the glory of God to come in the room. So there's some of the people that we can thank other than God. Glory to God for the glory that we feel, for the tangible presence that we have here in our services. They increase the experience times 10.
Yes.
And that's one thing that we knew we needed whenever we came down to Douglas, is we had to have an active dance team. That's one of the first things that we initiated, didn't we, Sister Stacy? One of the first things we initiated was that dance team. And so we're so grateful to God for each of you again. And we love y'all. You got anything else, sweetie?
I love y'all.
We love y'all. Y'all have an amazing night. Don't forget to sow, give, buy donuts, whatever. And we look forward to seeing you all on Sunday. We will be here at 713. At 10 a.m., 9:45 a.m., praise God, 9:45 a.m. on Sunday for Revival Worship. We love y'all. Have an amazing, amazing rest of your week. Good night.
Oh, Lord.